But first, President Trump will be in Arizona tomorrow. He's scheduled to visit Marine Corps Air Station Yuma in the afternoon before hosting a rally at the Phoenix Convention Center tomorrow night. For a perspective on tomorrow's events, we do our weekly check-in with the editorial page of the Arizona Republic. Phil Boas is editorial page editor, and he joins me. And Phil, you wrote the president's visit is a big moment both for him and for the state. So let's talk about both. Let's start with President Trump. Why is this an important time for him and his presidency?
Well, we're a week after Charlottesville, and Charlottesville to many people today feels like a watershed moment in this presidency. I think the national media is writing about it in a way that Donald Trump has crossed a line that he can't uncross. And so it's interesting to see in the aftermath, where does this lead? What's going to happen? And I don't think any of us know. We don't know what the dynamics of Phoenix on Tuesday will be. Where does this story lead? I think events are going to define it. Events are going to happen in ways that we probably can't even imagine and will tell us where all of this goes and whether this White House has any future.
So when you're talking about those kinds of events, are you looking at what might happen leading up to the president's appearance here tomorrow night, or specifically what might happen inside the convention center?
No, looking at what happens on Tuesday, because Tuesday is a potential flashpoint in this story post-Charlottesville, because a week ago, Donald Trump told Fox News that he was considering pardoning the former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And just as a disclaimer, I should tell your listeners that I'm related to Sheriff Joe. He is my father-in-law, but I think I can address this in a neutral way. The sheriff, of course, was convicted of criminal contempt of court, faces possible jail time. And so if Trump goes and issues a pardon, the mayor of Phoenix, for instance, has stepped forward and said it will further divide the nation if he does that. And judging by what Latinos locally and nationally are saying and writing, it would be considered an insult to them. So it has the potential to be explosive.
You wrote also about how this is a big moment for Phoenix and for Arizona, that the nation will be watching and watching to see how both what the president does and says, but also how people here react. Can you talk a little bit about sort of maybe what you're hoping for and what you're expecting here?
Right. I think this was going on over the weekend in Boston, because Boston had to learn from Charlottesville, and we saw probably a more aggressive police presence there that wasn't going to tolerate nearly the kind of clash that was happening in Charlottesville. And I think Phoenix is going to learn as it goes as well. So Phoenix is no doubt expecting tens of thousands of people in a very confined space downtown near the convention center. And you're going to have all kinds of police presence, many lines of defense. The Phoenix police is coordinating with the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force and also the Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center. So many lines of defense, and no doubt learning lessons as we go as a nation on how to deal with these kinds of settings and conflicts.
Are you confident that the protesters who go downtown to protest the president's visit will be civil? There won't be violence? There won't be the kinds of things that we've seen elsewhere here?
Not at all. I think a lot of us are looking at this with a sense of dread. I mean, a real concern, because there seems to be a rise in movements on both the right and the left that is more willing to engage in violence to impose its will. And so we don't know what to expect. We just know that that seems to be growing. An important thing here is about Donald Trump. Donald Trump made a huge mistake post-Charlottesville. He should have made a very strong, unequivocal statement that there's only one side of this. When you have a group of people who are recreating the Nuremberg rallies in an American city, these torchlight rallies, and are basically denying the legitimacy, not just the citizenship, but the human legitimacy of ethnic minorities and religious minorities, the president cannot be equivocal at all. He has to say, we stand with those people. We stand with minorities, and we stand against, you know, the neo-Nazis, neo-Confederates, white nationalists. It's after that, then you can begin a discussion about some of the complexities of all of this.
So in your mind, then, do you think that tomorrow night is an opportunity for President Trump to say that and then maybe move on? Or has the moment passed for that?
That's a great question. I don't think we know that. And I think events, as I said, are going to drive this and in ways that we cannot predict.
So if I could ask you to look into your crystal ball for just a moment, knowing that it's Monday morning, still might be a little bit hazy. When we wake up on Wednesday morning, what do you think the story from the president's visit Tuesday night will be?
I have no idea what that story will be. I hope that it didn't turn out to be as big as we feared it would be. But I do think where we're headed as a country, I think there will be a dividing line and eventually, because I think there are some malignant forces rising in this country. And I think the dividing line will be between people who believe in the rule of law, who believe in old values in this country, and those who want to create chaos. And that, I think on that side of values and on law will be left and right.
Phil Boas is the editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.